News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings at 8:07. How y'all doing? Sunny skies. It's really going to yo-yo around. We got as cold this morning as we've been in a while. And then it's going to be warmer today by probably 12, 15 degrees than it was yesterday. Then by...
Tonight it'll be like upper 40s.
Upper 40s. And then the weekend, it's just going to kind of get kind of weird. Tomorrow in the afternoon it'll be warm, but rain will develop. And then tomorrow night when you go to bed, you might wake up with a dusting of snow on Sunday morning. That sounds crazy, but after last year... Nothing sounds too crazy.
All bets are off.
All bets are off
when it comes to the snow.
9 to 12 inches that we had last year.
Yeah,
and again, that was just a that was not forecast to be that much snow. It just turned out that way in our area, where that snow just kept falling and falling and falling and falling.
Yeah, if you missed the very important 7 o'clock hour, I had a couple things go down. First, congratulating Dr. Bill Williams, who is headed to the Alabama Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame, and they're going to have a reception for him next Friday. He being inducted, and well deserving, I would say. We laid that out last hour.
Agree.
Also, our winner of the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale this week, Jack and Crossroads, who was the closest guest. We didn't have a bullseye. So, reminder, with Ben Murphy Roofing sponsoring that, every time we get a perfect guest throughout the year, bullseye, as we call it, your name will go into a drawing that we'll have each quarter for one of those TurtleBox Ranger Bluetooth speakers. So we went from having the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale every week. I turned it into a bit of a game, and now we have all kinds of incredible prizes.
Right. Sean, you know, he says that we're unleashing gambling on the community at large.
Wait till the feds hit me on a point shaving scheme for this thing.
Every week we're setting ourselves up for federal prosecution.
For an indictment.
Don't even know it.
For that to happen, I would need to know what Dr. Bill's guess would be, and there's no telling. So, you know, what his scale number is.
And what we can do now, you'll notice they do this on sports sets. When somebody on that set, like Jimmy Johnson or Howie Long, you know, they're not just a former player. They're a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
So any time that we want to introduce Dr. Bill as a Hall of Famer, now we can.
Yeah, I'm in the process of changing everything, changing all of our imaging to reflect that he's an Hall of Famer.
Love it.
Yeah, so congrats to Dr. Bill. That is well deserved. A lot of texts this morning, too, and why don't we start with one, a couple of texts here, and then we'll get into there's a debate on what the biggest news story in the world is right now, but I think here in stateside, it is what's going on in Minnesota. And so Jeff in Robertsdale said, let me first say that I'm a Trump supporter. I'm sure you know the old adage, appearance is everything. I agree with most of what Trump does, but all this talk about what military action against Iran because they are killing protesters, now he's talking of invoking the Insurrection Act and utilizing the military here. He says, now I know it would escalate to the point it is in Iran, but again, he's just providing fuel to the, quote, Democrats. Let us take care of our business at home and let Iran take care of their own business.
So my biggest beef with Trump right now is not, I have read from, there are some of those in Iran saying, you know, you can say hit the streets, like Trump has been saying, cheering them on in a way, but they've been killed.
Slaughtered.
So it's kind of like maybe, you know, you don't need to cheer so loud about you hit the streets and we'll take care of you because nothing has been done yet. I don't know that anything needs to be. I know they're having conversations with Israel. My thing has been the Greenland thing, and we're going to get to that later on this hour too, because what I'm thinking is there's got to be a more – this is a big deal. There's got to be a more conventional way to get what you need. If you need something from Greenland, let it be a lease or an out purchase, whatever – I would think there's a better way to do that.
Yeah, and let's get into that, too, because I think I'm on the other side of you.
Okay.
I think sounds lame, but I think I trust Trump on this.
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to militarily invade.
I've trusted him on a lot of stuff. I just think that the rhetoric is a little too hot.
Yes, hot enough that the foreign minister from from Denmark was sprinting to smoke a cigarette after their meeting that was, the other day. That was pretty hilarious.
They can't, so we all work with people who, you know, well, maybe we don't at this point. A lot of people, you know, you may know that still have the habit of smoking. And when they hurriedly rush out the door, because you probably work in a no-smoking zone, they look like they're panicked. And that's what we saw out of those guys from Denmark.
Denmark and Greenland,
They get out of the meeting, and they're not young, you know, athletic guys.
No.
And they're sprinting for their, and he pops open the trunk of his car, and you're thinking, what could be such a in-the-moment need? And it was like a pack of Viceroys or whatever a cigarette
is.
He was
fiending for it.
Yeah.
But he got it. So another text I wanted to get to before we get into this Insurrection Act. As a former law enforcement officer, I'm totally appalled that police officers in these sanctuary cities are told to stand down when these federal agents need help.
Yeah.
As a former badge, if I knew that another officer, deputy, trooper, or fed was needing help, I would tell the chief, mayor, governor to go to hell with his stand down order and go assist said brother or sister in blue and deal with the consequences when the situation was quelled and said officers were out of harm's way. So that really, to me, is the crux of this issue, right? These sanctuary cities that don't allow their own state or local law enforcement to assist ICE and Border Patrol in these operations, because these ICE operations are going on, you know, around the country. And for the most part, I mean, each community has their qualms about it, but for the most part, it's been fairly orderly. I mean, if they're working alongside the state, then really what ICE is doing is waiting outside of the jails for when said illegal immigrant criminal is let out of jail, and then ICE picks them up right there, and then they take them to wherever they will be for as they wait for orders for deportation.
We're asking ICE to do two jobs
in these sanctuary cities.
Yeah, we're asking ICE to do two jobs, and they should only be asked to do one job. The job that they're doing is to enforce and to arrest those who, you know, they're telling us they're arresting some of the worst of the worst. And in Minnesota, we've actually seen that. Okay. That's a tough enough proposition on its own to arrest somebody that has that. Well, I mean, last night with a guy beating the officer.
Yeah, a couple nights ago
with the shovel and all. All right, so that's a tough enough job in its own. When you have agitators around them interfering with them to do their job, that's where law enforcement on a municipal level seems to me would come into play. Taking care of that so ICE can what?
Yes.
Do their job.
If there were law enforcement on the scene before the Rene Good shooting and they were able to kind of cordon it off and do it in an orderly way, which I know doesn't always work out that way, it would be a totally different story right now. And the optics are so important for either side, for a means to their end. And you have to think that her death was what many far left people wanted to happen, because that would give them the fuel to push these protests and to get a lot of people who I think are okay with deportations but weren't okay with the optics of all of that switch sides and now become ardently, you know, anti-ICE. I've seen people who were, I guess, okay with deportations now saying that ICE needs to be completely redrawn, or they need to figure out a different way to do things. But this is exactly what they wanted, I think, for a martyr to come in and then use that to propel, you know, these protests, which have a full network behind them that had them out on the streets
funded
that night.
A lot of it is funded. And everything is what it is until it's not. But, and now, so, go ahead.
But the optics need to work the other way, too. If you look at the image of that illegal Venezuelan who ran from that cop.
Yeah.
Started hitting him with a shovel. He had two other illegal Venezuelans who started beating that cop with a broom handle and another shovel, I guess. He shot the dude in the leg. Then they barricaded themselves inside, and they were able to arrest all three and then medical care for both the officer and the illegal immigrant who was shot in the leg. But that first image of him, I guess, in the ambulance, he's cheesing.
Smiling.
He's
yeah.
grinning as he makes his way. And that should be plastered everywhere, just like the shooting Rene Good was, but it's not.
Well, it is more places now. If you're waiting to see it on CNN, good luck. But, you know, we've talked about the new way that people get their news now. So that's a good thing. Here's Levitt on the president's not action yet, but what could be in action with the Insurrection Act.
But the Insurrection Act is a tool at the president's disposal. As you know, it has been used sparingly, but it has been used by previous presidents in American history. And I think the president's Truth Social post spoke very loud and clear to Democrats across this country, elected officials who are using their platforms to encourage violence against federal law enforcement officers, who are encouraging left-wing agitators to unlawfully obstruct legitimate law enforcement operations.
I think Walz has just about lost his mind, because he's going to end up in cuffs here at some point. But also Mayor Fry kind of walked back things a little bit after stoking the flames. I think he saw some of the reaction to the agitators. Again, some are on, who are on some sort of a payroll somewhere that's just insidious. Mm-hmm. And now he's looking at it like, yeah, I guess that doesn't look so good. So his tone was a little bit, and words, a little bit different yesterday.
They were. Here's some of what Fry, the mayor, had to say. Maybe I should plug him into our little board here. He called it an impossible situation, and we've been playing audio from him all week. Here's Fry.
This is an impossible situation that our city is presently being put in.
The governor keeps talking, too.
We must protest loudly, urgently, but also peacefully.
And then Leavitt talked about, well, Walz needs to cooperate with the government is what he needs to do.
He should pick up the phone and he should say that he will cooperate with this president and with the federal government in making Minnesota safer, because that's all President Trump and his administration want to do.
There was a lot of this posse comitatus talk. I want to say the George Floyd, the Summer of Love riots were the last time we were having this big discussion. Mm-hmm. And
they didn't use it though, right?
Did not use it. And remember, we were even looking back at some of the more recent times that it was used. I guess it was used several times during the civil rights movement in the 60s, after MLK was assassinated. LBJ used the act in several cities.
Detroit, I believe, was
Detroit
was unrest. I don't know if they used it in Newark, New Jersey, but that was really a powder keg, too, in the 60s. The 60s had a flurry of opportunities, if you wanted to use it, to use it.
Yeah, and then most recently, it was the Rodney King riots in L.A.
Early
90s. 1992, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not been used often, and many Trump supporters say it should have been used during the George Floyd riots. Mm-hmm. Remember the damage?
Yeah.
Remember the violence, the deaths that resulted in that? So I know that if he uses it, folks will be saying, well, he's just going to war with Minnesota and his enemies. But I think the real reason to use it is to keep this from exploding into something like we saw back then, where tons of local businesses were damaged, people died. Remember, we had security guards who were out just trying to protect private property.
Killed.
Who were killed. Yeah.
The old security. That happened one time. That was also in Ferguson during all that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is really ironic, too. Some of this stuff is less than a mile away from where George Floyd died and where that was the epicenter of that unrest then. And it's the epicenter of an unrest again.
Yeah.
Something in the water.
So I don't know if he'll invoke the act this weekend. I would guess that the protests, the riots in Minnesota will get a little heavier this weekend. I mean, we've seen fireworks being shot at cops. Did you see that video of them tying a rope to a gun safe in the back of immigration enforcement vehicle and yanking the gun safe out of the vehicle and dragging it around. Let's see. Butterknife says you shouldn't defend the First and Second Amendment if you're not going to defend the Fourth. They are actually checking people's IDs at gas stations, calling them citizen checks. This bunch of so-called Republicans don't care about the Constitution, need to leave. I agree. Biden screwed up by letting all the illegal immigrants in.
Thank you.
But you do not break the Constitution because of it. Would love your thoughts on the text line 251-343-0106. We'll also get into the Iran and Greenland stuff and some state legislation things as well. And we have some calls waiting as well. So we'll get to all that.
Yeah, Butterknife, you know, thank you for being somebody who says, and by the way, as somebody who leans left, I get it. Biden really screwed us with the letting the borders wide open.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Wide open for so long with maybe 10, maybe 15 million coming in. 821, Dan and Dalton. Dan Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Did your dad go to the show at OWL last week?
Yeah. He was there for the Alabama Troubadours, their John Prine tribute show. Said it was awesome.
That was so cool. Last Friday we had Stan and
Donna
Hall.
Stan Foster
from Phil and Foster, Foster and Phil. They were great. I went and saw them on Friday night. Just talking about the days of Wet Willie back in the day, that was really fascinating stuff, wasn't it?
It really was. Dad and Mom went and saw him at OWA. He said Donna and Jimmy. He's seen Jimmy here a few times, too.
Incredible.
He said just gift from God.
Yep.
Their voices.
I agree.
So
I agree.
Really cool that we got to talk with them last week. And I don't want to brag. I was right about John Prine playing a role in the writing of You Never Even Called Me By My Name.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to mention it. But I just want to say he wasn't listed as a writer on the song
officially
that Steve Goodman wrote.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be a parody kind of country songs. They were in a hotel room and were wanting to make fun of what all these country songs sounded like.
Yep.
So Prine did play a role in writing that song.
How about
believe
that?
It or not.
Well, he wrote many a great song.
He did. Let's go to the phones. And we have Tim who wants to talk about Trump and Greenland. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, I was just listening to your comments about Greenland, and I thought about it. And I think Trump knows more than he's letting on, kind of like the thing with Maduro and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, there's probably more than we all know.
Sure.
And I think strategically, military-wise, I think that's what he's looking at. I don't think he so much wants what's underneath the ground, but he doesn't want somebody else, A, to have that, but also he doesn't want somebody else to occupy that. And because of our, you know, position, you know, having them closer to us and all that kind of stuff, you mm-hmm. know. And what do you think about how we're taking, how we're doing with Puerto Rico? Do you think Cuba will ever become another Puerto Rico as far as with the United States? Is that the same thing as Greenland?
I think
Alaska, Hawaii?
I mean, these are
outskirts, you know, not attached to the country.
Yeah, and I'm not opposed to getting a deal with Greenland. I'm not crazy about the way he's going about it with all
taking
the saber rattling. I think Cuba.
Yeah.
Cuba's in the crosshairs, I think.
I think Cuba is, too, yeah. Why not? I mean, they're 90 minutes from Miami, something mm-hmm. like that.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering, you know, if it goes from that to that, will people look at it differently when they see it's right here versus over there? Will your opinion change where people who are saying we don't need that over there, but we do need Cuba, what's the difference?
Yep.
Another thing real quick, with the Minnesota, did you notice when they had the mayor and the chief, I think it was a couple of nights ago, he was talking about the whole, you know, problem they were having, and the chief was looking down at the ground the whole time. If you ever watch these shows, the chiefs never look down. They're always looking at the camera.
Yeah.
And every time he'd say something, he would look up at him like, well, what are you, nuts? You know, like, almost like he was giving that impression.
Tim, there was one line that the mayor said, and I don't know if it was a misquote or what, if he misspoke, but he said, for our police to fight ICE. And that police chief looked up like, dear God, what did he just say?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly the point I'm making right there. I saw that, too, and I thought, you know, there's a difference between what this guy's thinking and what this guy's wanting to do. You know, differences.
You're right. It really is interesting.
Let me tie it all up with what's up with Minnesota. I've never heard of anything good other than the Minnesota Vikings coming out of Minnesota, you know. So this tells you that these people might be a little bit backwards in some of their way of thinking. You were talking about the something in the water, you know. So my opinion that something's going on. And on Martin Luther King Day weekend, let's just remember, like Rodney King said, hey, we all just get along. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, Minnesota's got a lot of nice people.
They've always been a really liberal state.
They're liberal. Probably as liberal a Midwestern state as we've got.
We were, you and I and Sean were the other day saying what we like about Minnesota off the air, and Sean's like, they brought us Prince, man. And I was like, in Fargo? I think of Fargo when I think of Minnesota. It's always been a liberal place.
Fargo's in the Dakotas.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
So, people from Fargo can make their way to Vikings games.
I guess so. I need
they have to travel.
I need to rewatch.
They got to get on 80 or something.
It's been a long time. Well, I'll have to think of something else I like about Minnesota. Then,
I've met a lot of people in Minnesota, including when I go up to Virginia Beach for Memorial Day weekend up there. Some of the parents, nice people that I've met.
Yeah, but I mean, the immigration has really changed the makeup of that state, and we've seen some of the fraud allegations. Just absolutely absurd. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
Your morning moving. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Owig.
8:34 on FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Right now we head over to McConnell Automotive where we talk with Louie Arata. Good morning, Louie.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Man, we're doing just fine, and nice day right now so far to get over to McConnell Automotive, see what you have on the lot, and you got a lot.
That's right. We got a lot on the lot. It's warmed up a little bit. I'm out walking the lot right now, and I mean, we got some beautiful rides out here. I mean, we got a brand, just about a brand new Z06 Corvette. And those things, they don't come around every now and again, but we got one. Got plenty of Yukons, plenty of trucks. We're going to be here all weekend, and looks like the weather's going to cooperate. So hopefully we'll sell a few cars, get a few trades. And like we said the other day, if you want us to buy your car, give us a call, 251-476-4141.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. We're trying to source some cars now. We need more inventory.
Yep, yeah, and you're always adding to the inventory, which is great news for the buyer, too. And we've talked about it before. If someone has a specific vehicle in mind, and for some reason you don't have it on the lot, which would be hard to believe, but if it's a certain make and model or color, they can let you know, and you'll go try to find it for them.
That's right. We're buying stuff, like I said the other day, everywhere. I mean, we're buying Atlanta, Orlando, just about Nashville. We don't forget we got our Highline store up in Nashville. If you're looking for one of those Highline, I'm talking about Highline cars,
yeah, just
give us a call and see if we got one up there. Y'all can check that stuff out on their website at 111motorcars.com.
Okay.
And just give us a call, 251-476-4141.
All right. Thank you, Louie. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Louie Raddup, you'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
This from the text line, Hollis in Saraland says that my grandson goes to St. Olaf College in Minnesota. If you're going to have a Catholic college in Minnesota, I think St. Olaf would be the name of it. That's one thing about Minnesota, the makeup, European, Scandinavian, I think. A lot of those immigrants were up there. I've taught him to be a staunch conservative. The students there try to convert him, and he won't go for it. So anyway, college age, you're going to have a lot of students and faculty, obviously, that are left-leaning no matter where you are. But, liberal arts college in Minnesota, I think pretty much that'd be an epicenter for that kind of thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a liberal place for a long time, and I don't have a problem with protesting. But what we're seeing really isn't protesting. I mean, the thing that I have the most trouble wrapping my head around is the reason immigration officials are there, and it's been proven. I mean, day in and day out, they have the statistics of the type of illegal alien criminals they are handcuffing and taking in, and they are sex offenders, child sex offenders, murderers, thieves, the worst of the worst. And these immigration officials are putting their lives on the line day in and day out to go in and get them out of this country, and that's before you get in all of the roadblocks that the courts are providing. And then these quote-unquote protests, you have, what you saw Renee Good doing before that shooting occurred, where they are directly placing themselves in the middle of these operations and making things that are already dangerous for these officers even more dangerous, and not just for the officers, but for themselves, too. I don't know if I talked about or showed you this video, and I think it came from Minnesota, and this woman pulled up to where an operation was taking place and parked her vehicle and then walked with a camera into the middle of this operation. And she had all these agents surrounding her saying, "Ma'am, you need to go back to your vehicle. This is an operation. We're trying to detain some illegal criminals." And she had her phone in their face. I'm just observing. They go, "This could be really dangerous. You could get killed in this if things go sideways." And they start walking her back to her car. She had her six-year-old, in the car with her as she decides to stop in the middle of this ICE operation and do her citizen observations.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they were blown away. They go, "You cannot." And they also noted the child wasn't in a car seat.
Get a citation.
Oh, my God. And they said, "Just get out of here. What are you doing?" I don't know what kind of mental sickness these people have that they feel they are the hero. And I don't know who they think they're saving, because the people that they're putting their own lives on the line for by trying to stop these operations are, again, these sex offenders and murderers.
Well, there's
and
no
criminals.
Telling, no telling the way the news is being spun locally up there, too. They could easily cite examples of people who are business people there illegally, people that you know in the neighborhood, like, Sam, he's from Somalia, he's a good guy, hauling him off. You know, so not everybody's got the rap sheet, you know. So you can spin it in a certain way. She's also following the instructions of her governor, who has told citizens
to protest,
not just to protest. We may still have that audio where he says, you know, go ahead and document what their ICE operations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she was doing. She was doing what her governor said is her right to do. And they're saying, lady, you have no clue. We're about to be in the middle of some deep stuff here. Get back to your car. It's amazing.
Document it from over there.
Yeah, document from over there, right.
And then you look at some of the more recent footage from these last few nights, shooting fireworks at these officers, getting in their faces. We've seen a lot of videos of protesters who are trying to even grab some of these officers' weapons, like their pepper ball guns, and then get smoked in the face by said instrument. It's like happening over and over again.
And what you also see are these trends in behavior. It's almost like plays out of a playbook. Like, okay, now we're going to do this. And I think that's the fireworks is one of the newer trends that we're noticing. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like mimicked behavior. Like, if one does it, then it becomes, that works. Yeah, I like that idea. Let's go with the fireworks. I don't know if they huddle up, come up with this stuff or what, but some of the mimicked behavior that you see that is so dangerous. That's the agitators that seem to be on a payroll somewhere. And then again, you know, it's A to Z. You have the lady wandering across the street with her six-year-old still in her car, and she's trying to be some sort of a social media hero.
Yeah, crazy. Let's read some text. Gardner says, I'm genuinely baffled by the grip of Trump derangement syndrome on so many otherwise kind-hearted and sharp-minded folks. These are people who have always stood against heinous crimes like murder, rape, prostitution, pedophilia, child abuse, and theft, demanding justice and protection for our communities. Yet now, when the federal government finally steps up to enforce immigration laws by arresting and deporting those who've committed such atrocities, they flip the script and oppose it vehemently. It's not about the principles anymore. It's pure partisan blindness. If this were any other administration upholding the same laws, they'd be cheering from the rooftops. How sad that hatred for one man clouds judgment on keeping our streets safe and our borders secure.
Gardner, he should write a column. That's beautifully done.
Texas here says, it is a well-established fact that the majority of the people they have detained are illegal but have never been convicted of any significant crime. They're construction workers, day laborers, etc. The narrative that they are all right, this, and murderers is simply untrue and an attempt to demonize and dehumanize a group of people. Roy in Spanish Fort says 1 in 10 fall in that category, all in the country illegally, but only 10% fall into that nasty category. Okay, and what Butterknife was saying about, you know, Fourth Amendment, and I think there certainly are questions about that, the stop and search, seizures and things like that, but that's something, too, that is up for the courts to decide. And I know that, you know, ICE and the Trump administration are acting faster than the courts are in that case. But that's, I think, a separate issue in a way, not completely separate, but to have these protesters getting into these officers' face and making things even more chaotic than they already are. Let's see. Butterknife back on the line says, you're 100% right. So why are they going to gas stations doing citizen checks? Look at the young lady they chased down the street in Louisiana. As soon as they hit private property, the ICE agent, but they said she was a suspect. Law enforcement can chase a suspect onto private property. He said, we have a constitution. Trump is spitting on it. They should 100% find the violent criminals and go after them. The courts have decided you cannot do that, is what Butterknife says. Another texter here, Hollis. Okay, we read that one. Texter says, a little known fact about Minnesota is that it has some of the greatest... I got nothing, is what that texter said. So I'm embarrassed that for some reason I thought Fargo was Minnesota. I can't believe I thought that. But Post-it notes come out of Minnesota.
Okay.
Spam, Cheerios, Dairy Queen.
Oh.
Target.
Target's from Minnesota, yes.
Tonka Toys, my favorite, Polaris vehicles, and water skis, all from Minnesota.
Tonka toys, that makes sense because Tonka. the Swedish influence, you know, it's almost like a word that you, who would ever come up with the word Tonka, but they would up there.
Yeah.
Tonka.
It sounds like something they'd have in Greenland too.
Yeah.
Tonka
yeah,
toys.
Yeah.
So
it does.
The Greenland thing also taken off. I know you said, well, from time to time, you like to listen to Mark Halperin. He has a take on this.
He's got a podcast called Next Up. And I guess he's referred to him from time to time, but his dad, and you pointed out there's a few members of the media whose fathers worked in Washington, D.C., and now they're in the media, you know, overseeing the views on what goes on. His father is Morton Halperin, and he was in national security beginning in the Johnson administration and then several administrations, including Republicans and Democrats, both, okay? Anyway, I've been saying I'm not crazy about the tact that Trump is using with this. And so what Halperin asked his dad was, what would a more conventional, or back in your day, how would you go about dealing with Greenland and getting what you wanted?
You'd first figure out exactly what you need. You know, what are the things that you don't have now the right to do in Greenland? And you would compile a list, and then you would circulate that to the relevant government agencies, to the Defense Department, State Department, and get agreement on what we need and get agreement from the State Department that there's a way to move forward to negotiate that. And then you would explain to Greenland and then publicly why you need these things and what exactly you need. And then the Danish government would almost start with, say yes. And then you would move forward and implement it. If they said no, then you would go to NATO as a whole and say, this is the things we need from Greenland. We need your help in persuading Denmark that it should be done. And it's inconceivable to me that we want something that Denmark wouldn't give us.
So he's saying that if Denmark doesn't say yes, you go to NATO and you say, look, we need this and this is why. In his experience, he's like, I don't even think you have to go that far. I think Denmark would say yes, but it's a different era, obviously. The table is set differently with Trump in Europe.
Right.
They're almost adversarial at this point.
And I guess, too, it's kind of the difference in renting or buying, right? Like leasing a house or owning a house. If you own the house, it's a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being in the Western Hemisphere, I read this really good theory online yesterday. And it's something that I don't think it's all about national security. I think that plays a major role in keeping North America as free from Russian and China influence as possible and keeping, you know, their militaries at bay in the Arctic. But I also think the minerals and just having that land, there's something to that. But this theory was basically that our debt situation is so untenable at this point, our national debt, that if you're not going to cut, and we talked about the impossibility of that. I mean, you see what Congress is doing right now, just continuing to throw money at things that you really shouldn't be funding when you're in this kind of a situation with the debt. You got to grow your way out of it. And that might be part of the reason here that Trump is trying to acquire as many countries as possible and get as many elements
real estate, oil, minerals and things like that.
Yeah.
They're doing it. The things he's done has been done with amazing precision. There's no getting around that. Iran to Venezuela. There's things I'm probably forgetting in this first term. I would just be on the world stage, and just for all of us just to get a break so we could breathe, I would rather there not be this heightened sort of a theater about Greenland. If he can negotiate behind the scenes and get it done. But Trump enjoys the drama. He enjoys the mafioso style of doing it.
But remember, that's how he goes about every single negotiation. Mm-hmm. He ramps it up as high as he can, makes it as heated as he possibly can. And then when you finally settle on that medium or that agreement, it's generally further in your favor than it was when you began.
Yeah.
So I think what we'll end up doing is just buying it. I think, acquiring it. But even if not, I mean, look, NATO is surging military to Greenland right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying it's because of the threats of the United States. But isn't that kind of also what he wanted? He wanted Europe to have a better military presence there.
So. Yeah. Well, better military presence, period.
Yeah.
They've all reacted to Trump. What a difference a few months make, because remember when he went to the EU after what he did in Iran, he was the man of the moment for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of Iran, you know, it seems like tensions are cooling. That was kind of the theme yesterday from DC. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens this weekend. Mm. We saw it with those nuclear silo attacks. Levitt said the president has decided in the course of the next 2 weeks, he's going to decide whether to act or not on Iran less than 48 hours later. So he kind of keeps them on their toes in that way. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens this weekend.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, thanks. Speaking of the Senior Bowl, a lot of guys that are suiting up in the NFL divisional round this weekend were at the Senior Bowl not that long ago, playing for their next job opportunity, and it's a big weekend in football, and then Monday night, the national championship game, so a really good time to have the Underdog app on your phone. With football playoffs still going on, Underdog is the best place to get in on all of that gridiron action. And I was talking earlier about one of my entries. I need to make a few more for this weekend because there's a lot going on, including a lot of college basketball and NBA and hockey, but the NFL is what I'm focused on, and went ahead and made just one entry so far regarding the games this weekend. A couple quarterbacks in the mix here. I took Bo Nix higher than 1.5 passing touchdowns when the Broncos host the Buffalo Bills tomorrow afternoon. And then for the Sunday afternoon game, Patriots quarterback Drake May, I have him lower than 219.5 yards passing. I think, you know, they could still win the game. I think that Houston Texans defense is going to make things difficult for Drake May. Might see them try to run the ball a little bit more. They've got Travion Henderson and a couple good backs back there. So that's my entry. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't. You can make your own entry on Underdog. It's really easy. Just choose if your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. If you get those entries right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. And like I said, one of my favorite things playing on Underdog, when you have your entries in and ready to go and the game start, you can watch the stats as they're updated live, so you know whether you have a winner or not. What are you waiting for? Download the Underdog app today and use promo code Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, and score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Dalton. Underdog. Make plays. Win money. Must be 19 plus and present in Alabama. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Text line 251-343-0106. B-Dark says, Dan, you forgot to mention Mike Liddell. Is that his name?
Mike Lindell. Yeah.
Mike Lindell, he spelled Lindell, but Lindell of MyPillow is running for governor of Minnesota.
Hmm.
Is he?
I guess. I forgot about that.
I did too. So he's going to have Hulk Hogan, was he a Republican?
Hulk Hogan? By the end of his life, he was. Jesse Ventura.
No, was Ventura with the...
And he is a staunch liberal. I mean, he is still speaking out about what's going on up there in Minnesota.
So he was a Minnesota governor, but he was a Democrat.
Yes, okay. Very much so. He probably wouldn't even call himself a Democrat. He'd say he's probably left of that, Ventura.
Wow.
Michael says, I agree that Trump's idea is to grow past the debt. He's realized spending isn't going to be cut. So that's the only solution. Jason says, I think Trump sees our enemies building ice-breaking ships and understands what they'll be used for, and that's the urgency of the Greenland acquisition, in my opinion. Gardner, it looks like Europe and NATO are rushing to send military troops to Greenland, so maybe that's what Trump was after all along, was to have NATO there to protect Greenland from Russia and China aggression. You know, we haven't even talked this week, it seems, about the war in Ukraine with Russia.
No.
Those peace efforts have really fallen by the wayside, it appears.
The peace efforts are in pieces.
Yeah. So that's not looking good for Ukraine. It seems like Russia is just going to plant themselves there until they get what they want. That's what it looks like at this point.
Todd Stacy's going to be a guest on Jeff's show on the way. Also, you got Caroline Dobson making an appearance, and also a man in the news for his mud dumping legislation. And his protect me, please. Don't let any hair on my chin be disturbed by anybody. Bill, Chris Elliott.
Yeah, the bill that would upgrade charges for those who assault an elected official, right?
Yep.
And they start carving it out for a lot of other classifications.
8:58, Jeff Poor on the way. Sean will be back on midday. We're going to launch Moon Pie Minutes for 2026 in the 1 o'clock hour. He'll also have State Representative Matt Simpson on today, too. So a big day ahead of us here on FM Talk 106.5.